Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board meeting for October 28th, 2014. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiegert. I'm the committee's chair. I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
Here.
Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Present.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Here we have 8. That's a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. First item is agenda approval. I sent out an agenda shortly after our meeting last Thursday.
Tony on the call.
Welcome, Tony. It runs minutes approval, KTFT budget, national office budget, WBAI budget discussion, and finally KPFK budget discussion with an adjournment time of 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Anyone wish to move approval of that agenda?
So moved.
Any objection to that agenda?
This is Jim. I didn't receive any of the 4 budgets. Are these going to be pro forma, either acceptance or rejections without the budget template?
Well, I don't know how we could vote on them without a budget in hand, but we could discuss what to do about the fact that we don't have a budget.
But Raul sent the KPFK budget to this list, no?
This is Raul.
Yes, we do have the KPFK budget that was sent last week. We didn't get to it.
I tried to modify the KPFD, and I could send it right now, and the National Office budget reflecting the reconciled Central Services catch-up payment for KPFD.
All right, please do send those. I imagine folks might want at least a few minutes to look those over before we put them to vote. One thing we could do is take up the WBAI budget, which was sent out towards the end of our last meeting, first, if that is what you all would prefer.
Can you repeat the time or date on that one? I'm having so much trouble with my Gmail account. Everything gets nested, and I can't find it.
I believe R. Paul sent it out. Sent out a link to its location in the Yahoo Groups account on Thursday, the 23rd.
Okay.
During our last meeting.
I think I downloaded it. Let me take a look.
We have Bertel on the call now.
Paul, what do you know about Bertel's availability?
I don't know. I sent him. I called him earlier. Left a voicemail. I don't know.
Okay. Is that the one that said 9/17 version 3A, or is there another one?
This ends in a B. This ends in a...
17B?
It is 2015 WBAI budget 2015.917B.xls.
Okay, yeah.
Because the general manager sends them all with the same original date, so I've been doing the AB stuff on it to differentiate so we don't clobber files.
Appreciate that tracking. So I'm going to propose, because I imagine Jim, for instance, will want to look at the changes Raul has made to the KPFT budget for a few minutes before we vote on them. I'm going to propose that we amend the agenda by moving item C, the WBAI budget, to be in front of item 4A, the KPFT budget. Does anyone object to doing that?
No.
Hearing no objection, that amendment is now incorporated into the agenda motion. Is there any objection to approving the amendment, the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we are done with agenda approval. It's now adopted. We're on to minutes approval. Earlier today, our Paul Martin sent out minutes from the public session of September 25th, 2014. No one wished to propose their adoption. Michael Novick moves approval of the minutes. Does anyone wish to propose any amendments to those minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection to proposing the minutes from September 25th? But those minutes are adopted. Thank you. As a budget review, and the budget we have up for discussion is the WBAI budget. Now, has everybody been able to pull up the file that our Paul described a few minutes ago?
No.
If you're having trouble finding it, speak now or hold your peace.
I couldn't find that budget that Arpo was describing.
There's a link.
Yeah, you have to go to the website and download it.
In the email it says they're posted here. And just click on that link. And it should bring you right to where they are. Oh no! I just brought myself to the minutes. All right, hold on. I'm doing this all.
No. But I receive it. I can open it.
Yeah, I can see it.
You got it, but you can't open it.
Yes, I open it. Yes, I can see it.
You got it. Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
I'm resending a copy of the link for anybody who's having trouble catching up. It should hit your inboxes shortly.
Yeah. Okay. The link works. I just click the link again, and you'll see there's it's the date 2015-09-17, and the top one is B. It's the most recent one, and that is the one to download, click on, or whatever.
So. There's one thing we discussed as a committee that hasn't been incorporated into this new budget, and that is moving catch-up payments on the tax loan from debt retirement to cash and capital. And I emailed Berthold about that. Paul, I take it you've had some time to look this over?
A bit. I've been mostly concentrating on revenue stuff and looking at our past year of performance and stuff like that. So I've mostly been paying attention to the way the revenue has helped. But the other thing, I remember we did tell Berthold that had to be moved in. The debt. What is it? The debt goes to cash and capital. We told them that. In fact, we told them that before the last meeting. So he knows.
This is Raul. I'm so sorry. I'm getting that graphics that Berthold has been sent out on the 23rd.
I just sent the.
That's another email. That's a different email.
I sent the Excel to the list just now. That doesn't matter.
Does anybody know about line 16, 5760? In the income, does anybody know what is that $90,000? That last year was nothing.
Yeah,
what is that?
David Raffensperger. Go ahead, Alvaro.
All right. Ryan's breaking up, but
yeah.
Want me to tell?
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. The deal is there is someone at BAI who does a program who has been connected to the Broadway theater folks for decades and decades, and he is able to get a hold of theater tickets at a lower rate than one usually gets. And so he goes on the air on his program on Saturday mornings and basically pitches those. And so people call in and they, I think they use a credit card. And they use the credit card and they get the tickets. And so that's what that particular item is. Now, it's, switch back and forth here. $90,000 is in fact, there are two things. $90,000 is in fact lower than what Berthold had projected it would be previously verbally. However, we haven't been able to set it up so the guy could do it.
Mm-hmm.
He really prefers to be like with people on the telephone right where he is so he can do it. He isn't so good with technology. And so, you know, he having other people off site do it or something like that, he can't handle it. So, you know, if we can get him set up so that he can do it the way he needs to be able to do it, there will be some income in there. You know, exactly how much I don't know at this point in time. The program of giving these tickets away as gifts, I guess is the best way to put it. That's been on abeyance for 2 years since in a few hours we'll be having the second anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, which knocked out everything at our former headquarters. And so sometime before that it had stopped. And so I can't tell. I think to a degree it is a bit, you know, it's a bit speculative about exactly what we'll get out of that. Berthold would be the one to say why he thinks that number is the number. I mean, maybe it's not impossible. It's not an impossible number right there. I'll say that.
Okay. And I see another line that maybe you know too. 5750.
You got an Excel number, Excel line on that?
13.
13. Yes. Community events.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see here. We've talked about this in the local finance committee. And in fact, I'm looking through here, and I am not seeing his big one. There had been an art auction that we had a year ago, I think. And that raised some money, but I don't see that in here because that raised more than this. He has something for November that's pretty big. And we have a number of things that are going on because the space, I believe, has opened up at 388 Atlantic Avenue. In fact, tomorrow night there is a lecture, and there are Wednesday and Thursday lectures. And so they're having people go to those. There are also other events that are going on in the space, so there are a number of community events that are, in fact, being planned and being set up sort of regularly, but Berthold knows the planning on it, and Berthold would really be the one to speak to any details about that.
Yeah, I worry because that was projected the same amount in the 14 budget. But the year to date is almost 12,000 instead of 57,000. And it didn't repeat the same number. That's why I was curious. And like you said, it's a big amount in November. Maybe Berthold is the one that knows about it.
Yeah, he would be the one to talk to about that because he would be intimately involved with all the details. Whereas, you know, I'm... Some of the stuff I'm seeing as you're seeing it.
Okay.
I think the principal question to me is do you think the projected listener support is accurate at this point? I mean, that's the largest.
Well, I've been looking at that.
It's a drop of 300,000 from current year.
There
was an explanation last time. This is Raul.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Raul.
What he was saying was that 1572 versus the 1870 was a combination of three different lines. Line 4, line 7, line 9, and line 10 that were lumped together. I think plus the major donation of number 15, line 15. They were all
I remember that. I'm asking, it seemed like there was some question as to whether they were hitting the targets in the fund drive as it was going on. I'm wondering if that's...
I can answer that part. Mm-hmm. In terms of the thon that's currently ongoing, we're behind. It's been going on for 22 days, and the tally I have is 243, which is about 97 short of goal. And some of the folks will remember last time I was saying, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't know about the projected listener support because based on the most recent thons, it looked like we were bringing in 11 a day, and that's what we were doing. Now, Merkholt said, "Well, we brought in 13 a day," and in fact, that is about right, except you have to include the fall 13 thon from October of last year. And we did better in that one than we've been doing since then. And, you know, I don't know that things need to be looked at too much in a linear way. You got to look at trending, I think. And the trend has been, sort of lower since
a
year ago. 243 the Monday, the last thing I have is for Monday, and that's 243. And Monday was
the budget is showing 273 if it's continuing at, up to 12,000 a day, so you would probably cover that.
No, the budget shows 470 on the assumptions tab.
No, I'm looking at the actual budget.
But that's only collected pledges. That's not gross pledge.
Right. That's the net. The thing I was just quoting here just this moment was the thon tally.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know
okay.
what.
Okay. Gotcha.
No telling what they're.
So that's what's confusing me, Paul, because you said 243 with 97,000 to go.
No. 97 short.
Oh, short of where you should be at this point in the drive. Gotcha.
If we consider it's supposed to be 15,476 a day, 243 is about 97 short of where it ought to be.
And do you typically have a large increase in the final days of the drive?
Not 97 grand worth. The last day, maybe 2 days, we'll get more, but it's not super spectacular more. Hold on a second. Let me look at last year's. Last year, the last day was basically 22 grand. That was the big, and that was better than it had been doing. I don't have the penultimate day from last year, but the last day of last year's fall thon made 22 grand, which was a little bit above the 18,820, which was the standard goal at that time. So, you know, yeah, we can expect to get something, but not like multiples of